And to round off this disc, eyewitness account at 130 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. Well, it all seemed to happen so quickly. I just saw this white car come out of nowhere. It was going like a bat out of hell. It was going so fast I could not believe it. Christ, I thought it was going to come up onto the pavement and pin me against the wall. But it didn't. It hit that elderly lady first. I think she was crossing the road at the time, you know, with her trolley. I don't even think she saw it coming. No, she didn't see it coming because she was looking the other way, waving to the owner of that shop over there. You know, the chap from the newsagents. Anyway, as soon as the car hit her, it came to a stop just in front of me. And this guy, the driver, gets out clutching at his chest, and he was all covered in blood. He was gasping for air, saying he'd been shot. I don't think he saw the old lady at first. When he did, he just fell to the floor, like a dead weight. He just sat there, silent, and looking at the floor. I didn't know what to do at first, because I just felt completely numb. There were others who had seen what happened, and they just stood there in silence as well. It was really chilling. Then I came to my senses and I called the police. I think the ambulance got here first, and they went straight to the driver rather than the old lady. God only knows what happened to him, but I reckon that's why the old lady didn't survive. She was left in the street on her own for at least 5 minutes. I thought that was a disgrace. Then the police came and sealed the whole area off. They spoke to me and other people around here and took the driver away. Everybody around here was really upset by what they had seen. When I spoke to the police, they said they had been told of a shooting that had happened just a couple of miles away, and they reckoned this man was the victim. Apparently it was a drugs-related hit or something. This all makes sense of it now because the police got here really quickly. They were probably already looking for this chap when the call came in from us. The old lady's son was down here a few minutes ago. He looked devastated, as you can imagine. He lived just down at the end of the street. We think he lived with his mother, who had Alzheimer's or something like that. He told a few people he knew as soon as he heard the crash that he felt his mother was involved. He told people he dropped his cup of tea when the crash happened. Things like that are really strange. He's gone down to the hospital to identify his mother. The police say they are treating the whole area as a crime scene because of the shooting. It will probably be sealed off for a while yet.